views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., where every week we bring you the ability to either call in or share with you special guests from the TLC community, which we have this week. And I'm extremely excited about it for a few reasons, because we have brought back some of our favorite TLC male members to really allow you to wake up in a new way. But first, before we get there, we want to make sure that you bookmark us on Transformation Talk Radio. It might be on iTunes or Spotify or the various outlets where you hear us. So every week you can be up to date. Why? Because I'm Tracy L., but I'm also the creator and founder of the Body Regeneration Method, known as the Body Whisper, which is a form of energy psychology. And you're probably going, what the heck is that? It's a way to quickly remove old belief systems and patterns to really be able to get you into a new way of being. You can remove an old limiting belief within about 10 minutes. But the key that no one ever tells you is that you have to be consistent. Last I checked, you didn't learn to drive that car one time or ride your bike one time or go to the gym one time to get the results. You actually have to continue to understand it's a way of living and a way of being to rewire the brain and to live the place that you want to live. Now, I always like to start our show off with our TLC God Minute. So the place that I came with today with our guests was really interesting. When I was asking Spirit, I'm like, what? I always channel it through. What is the TLC God Minute today? Basically, change comes to those who learn how to become comfortable when situations are uncomfortable. Think about that for a minute. You have to learn how to be comfortable when situations are uncomfortable. So I want to welcome our guests today. We have Michael Callender, who is from Western Canada, one of our younger TLC members, who is actually very, I'm very grateful. When you start young, you don't have as much garbage to clean out. We have Matt Davies, who comes from the UK. And we have our own Rob Laird, who is also on the TLC website, tracyhaleclark.com, as not only one of our beautiful God breath teachers, but he is also trained in the body regeneration method to help you shift. So I want to welcome all of you today. Thank you for joining me again.
No problem.
Where do we start? I think what I want to start with you guys, and this is what, you know, when I was asking Spirit today, what is that TLC God Minute today? What is the connection? And really the statement that came through, because I think each and every one of you are a true testament to what it is like to have to be comfortable going through a situation that is uncomfortable. And I guess, Rob, I want to start with you. And what are some of the thoughts that you could pass on, especially to men that are in this space? Because I think it's very, now you can correct me if I'm wrong, not being a man, but sometimes it can be very difficult to go through change or reach out community, especially when you're not feeling comfortable.
Oh, for sure it can be, for sure. I mean, one of the big things about it all is, you know, when life is going great, it's very easy. But as soon as you hit a bump, people tend to go to the extreme. Oh my God. Instead of trusting in that moment that, you know, everything is still okay. I'm going to tell you about an amazing, like, mini miracle that I had one day. And it was actually going to one of your events. And this is when my wife and I were very, very low on money. I mean, we were our house, you know. Everything was just, it was really rough, you know, they were going to cut off the electricity. We had no money, all that kind of stuff. And anyway, we saved up to go to one of your events. We only had $20 left in the bank. And that was to go gas to get to your event. So I got down to the bank and I went to take the 20 bucks out. And a bank charge had come out for 15 bucks. So we didn't have enough money to get to your event. And we were leaving in like an hour. You know, and in that moment, you know, I had the choice. You know, of course, I got angry for a second. But in that moment, I just stopped for a second and I went, you know, everything is going to be okay. I trust in this. And I reached into my pockets, and I always empty out my pants before they go in the wash. And my wife does the same thing because, you know, if I miss something, which happens quite a bit, she makes sure there's nothing there. And I reached in my pocket, and I pulled out 15 bucks.
Wow.
You know, and in that one moment where I just said, no, you know, everything's going to be okay. We'll get to the event. Everything's fine. And I reached in, and there it was. You know, now that's only a small one. I mean, but we've been through a lot of really, really rough times over the last few years. And we just kept trusting. And that was what became one of our mantras was trust, know, and believe, which we got from you. You know, and it worked. It works.
And I think that that's a beautiful, beautiful testament. And I think that as well, because as a man deciding to sort of step out of the old way of being, right? Maybe keeping things closed in, or maybe not feeling comfortable to share, or say, why would I belong to a community of like-minded people? Because I hear that a lot. Like, so as a man, Matt, you know, you guys have this male perspective. Matt, when you say why, what do you find? Like, I always say to reprogram the brain, and you heard me say at the beginning, it's really easy. Like, you can change a limiting belief system with the method I teach literally in 10 minutes. But what I also find is that life isn't all glorious. And as men, you know, when you go through the ups and downs, what would you say your perspective or your thought process would be that you found by being able to get uncomfortable and move through that, and how it empowered you?
I think really one of the big things is, as a man, and one thing that you're programmed and pre-programmed. I mean, my dad was such a hard worker, and, you know, was the rock and was the everything. And my mum's dad was mining background, and, you know, it's just the real hard. You know, you are the breadwinner. You are this person, and. So you become that rock, and you take it on. I took that on. And so the big thing that I learned was to, when those times came to step out of the mind. It was a big thing to step out of that mind space, and just learn to, and the one thing you taught us is, you know, is just to learn, it's the ability to let go, and step out of that mind and realize that you don't always have everything about you in it, just going into the mind, that there's strength from anywhere else. There's strength from God, there's strength from your relationships as well. If you're in a relationship, one thing I've learned, you know, is that when I need that support, Beth's there, and vice versa. And you'd learn just to let go. I think that's the biggest thing that I've definitely learned, and just stepping out of that mind space.
And have you found, since you've stepped out of this place of like all that programming, you know, we always get so much programming, and then I talk about this a lot, but we're always programmed still every day. You're programmed on TV, you're programmed what you listen to, and it's not necessarily in our highest or best interest, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So do you find now that, you know, you've gone through some big valleys and then coming out of it, like you talk about the support, which is great. You have an incredible, you know, your partner is doing the journey with you. And what is that like, just as to be, you know, in this strong union now, compared to when you look back around having her understand, you know, you can talk the same language and support each other, and you've never had that before. So what's the difference since you've taken this new journey?
The thing is, I think when you hit the, it's interesting what Rob said about, you know, the $15. A big one for us was, we were literally woke up one morning, and I didn't get paid as much as I thought, and literally the car was going to be repossessed that day. And we just got something come to us out of the blue. We just let go, trust, know, believe. And it's one of those things that when you go there, and you're like, in the past, it would be going, this is it. You know, this is it. The car's going, and you let go. But then when you come through it and you go, it's almost as if you go even further just by just doing the same tools, all the time, you've pushed a little bit further again. And I think that's the biggest thing I've learned, that each time you know and you feel that growth from a position that if you were in your old programming would have been the most horrendous situation, you've actually gone and grown even further and you keep moving.
I love that you say that, because what I say to people, it's not always just a one-time thing. They're like, well, you know, I went to this course and shouldn't it all be changed? And one of the things is, if you look at driving, like I was saying earlier, you drive your car, you learn to drive, but eventually driving becomes autopilot, right? You just kind of, okay, I get in, this is what I do. In the beginning, you're all excited and you're like, okay, I got to put my foot on the pedal, the gas, oh my gosh, the brake, you're looking at everything. So you're learning, you're studying.
Yeah.
And what I find with this work is that what I love about is, well, you're constantly in the shifts and the changes. And I'd love, Michael, your perception on this, because you've gone through so many changes lately, is that you find over time that certain things do become on autopilot. So people will say to me even, Tracy, why don't you have to say that anymore? Or you don't do that sort of action anymore. I said, because my body just took it on as autopilot. And Michael, I'd love to get your perception as a young adult, the things that you've noticed that you were on autopilot before that weren't serving you. And now that you've sort of woken up and said, oh my gosh, I get to design my own life. What was that like for you?
Well, there was certainly a realization about how many things I was saying just because everyone else was saying it. Like, I hang around with a lot of people in my university courses or whatever, and they're like, oh, it's so hard for students out there, you know, student loans and things like that. And I'm a starving student or whatever like that. And the adults say that as well. It's not just the kids. And I would say that in part the generosity of my parents has helped that, but also, like, I don't have any student debt. Realized, yeah,
yeah.
There's a student out there. But I found that there was a lot of things that I was saying just because everyone else was saying it, because I didn't know any better. I was just like, well, I don't know a better way. I don't really want student debt. And I had to pay back some money from my parents for the second year, and that was taken care of, which is awesome because I have the money to do that, thank God. So now I can create more of what I want. But I didn't really have any other way that I knew. I just knew that I didn't want to be poor and I didn't want to be like, take on the student mentality. And it kind of pissed me off because every time I would sit around people like that, I would get irritated and judge them. And then I didn't know anything better to do. So when I learned your perspective that you actually don't have to do that and you can actually create even as you're young, and perhaps because you're young, that helped me to change a lot of things. And I have, since I've been working the past year, I've had some pretty good paying gigs. I've had some breakthroughs. I've had better kinds of gigs. I've had expenses that I made that I wouldn't normally have wanted to make, and they were doable, that sort of thing. And I've also, every single month, I've made more money than I've spent. And I've been in your program for a year, more than a year now. So anyway, it was just
time just flies.
Yeah. 13 months. So I think
the miraculous program just flies right by. We have fun.
Yeah. So I found that there was a lot of things I was telling myself because I was afraid if I committed to something else, I wouldn't be able to do it. And I'd be afraid and I might find, like, every time I've gone through a shift, one thing that comes up is maybe I'm on the wrong path and maybe all of this is a fluke and it's not good and it's not going to help me and somehow I'm off on a tangent and it's all going to collapse at some point. That comes up for me every single time and I can't wait till that stops coming up. But there's layers and layers of that, of what I've been told, because, you know, now I'm telling myself every day, money flows to me every single day. There's money miracles. I'm telling myself I don't have to have any sickness or illness, disease in my body. I'm telling myself that the people that are in my life support me and they really genuinely want to be with me because that's the type of person I am. So I'm telling myself that every day, and that comes up with the resistances of every time I've told myself, well, you know, there's only so much you can do with your life. There's only so much money you can make. There's only so much people you can have, like you're going to have to compensate something here and there. And so every day I'm shifting this stuff and I'm becoming aware of it. So I guess the way it's changed my perspective from a youth is that being a youth isn't about being about what you don't have and about having to be a certain way. Like, everybody has the ideas of how you have to be a certain way no matter what person you are. It's not because you're a youth and someday you're going to get money. If you're a youth and you have these perceptions and limitations on yourself, when you grow up, those limitations grow up too. So yes, you kind of have to shift it now.
They not only grow up, but they get bigger because we watch it over and over from 0 to 7. They've done a lot of science study on it, you know, and it does. And it, like I was saying, it becomes automatic after you keep doing the work. And it's beyond just affirmations, like you do it. But, and I can't remember the exact study, but I know Bruce Lipton does an incredible piece on understanding how, you know, we go from this autopilot from what we've had for so long to where the body finally kicks it in. And I've seen that in my own life and I've seen it in all of your lives because it's true. We have to continue to be in that flow and understanding. And one of the things I love what you said, Michael, was when you have all of those paradigms and all of those belief systems and we think they're true, and then you step out of the box, you get resistance, you get pushback, you get, you must be crazy, something's wrong with you, what are you doing? I've been there, we've all been there. And all of a sudden, but if the old doesn't collapse, and that's why I said comfortable with being uncomfortable, right? Because people will give you resistance, they'll give you pushback, which you've experienced because they don't want you to leave that paradigm. And, you know, even today, I was actually listening to a gentleman talking about different, like when they hire, he was a financial podcaster. And I was just fascinated. He was talking to someone I like to follow on the financial industry. And he said, when I get resumes, if they have a degree, I throw them out. And I was listening to why he said that, because he's very innovative. He's very, forward thinking. He says, because I can't, he says, when they have all these degrees, and I've heard this from other people, they don't know how to think for themselves anymore, because by the time you've gone through all that indoctrination, right, you've been programmed and programmed and programmed how to think. And what I love about you, Michael, is that you're going through your programs, you're going through your school, but you're not being programmed how to think because being in the program to learn how to think for yourself and say, I can take that point of view, but it may not be my truth. Have you found that? Like, that's why I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, I'm learning that. And I'm learning that just like money or relationships or hammers, because I'm a blacksmith as well, thinking is just a tool. That's all it is. It's not the way, and it's a very masculine energy. So it is there for us to help us and serve us, just like a lot of the things I've been resistant to that have turned out were actually just tools. But I think what we're doing on the planet now is it's sort of a yin yang where we're trying to bring more of the female intuitive energy. And I was talking about this with someone yesterday, and you know, and so I think when you go through school, you have to understand that is like, it is good to know how to think. It is good to learn how to reason. And they are useful things to learn in my life every day, but that's not all there is. And that's not, if you base an entire system on that, it is going to crumble at some point because you're missing a whole other truth. And that's why we're so opposed to it, because the thinking is a very dominant energy, obviously, because it's masculine. And so when you try and override that with something that's a little bit more based on feelings and intuition, it's sort of unfamiliar. It's like, what? You could get answers like this way. You could change your life just with intuition. You can find things out. You can create without having to think at all sometimes. Like, and I find myself very resistant to that sometimes because it's not something I'm used to. And when something in your life actually changes, it becomes easier. And I'm sometimes resistant to that because I didn't expect that, because I was used to it being the other way for so long.
Yeah, it's supposed to be ease and grace, but it's intuition. You know, Rob, what's your comment to that about the thinking, and how would you like to jump in there? I love what Michael just said. I love your perception on this.
Oh, he's brilliant. He's brilliant. The thing with the thinking is that, like an example is, particularly coming from a military background, it's all about safety and security, right? So all the decisions in our lives are made from a position of safe, being safe and being secure. So my wife and I, we decided we were going to sell our house. We had financial debt. We had all this stuff going on. And we thought, you know what? The markets are really good right now. So why don't we sell our house? So we had you align it for us. And it sold for more than any other house ever did on our street, by the way.
What happens when you do the work? <that's right. laughs> We have fun.
So everybody thought we were crazy because, you know, especially me, because that is our safety and security, having a house, having a mortgage, having all that. But I'm looking at all these bills and I'm thinking, I'm paying them so much in interest. How am I paying them more in interest than I'm putting into my house?
Yeah.
And all the costs that are associated with owning a house, you know, all the repairs, all this, all the tax, it adds up and it adds up. And Julie and I finally said, you know what? Let's just forget it. Let's get rid of this house. We're going to go rent. So we sold our house. We got out of all of our debt. We had loads of money that we could live off and do what we enjoy doing. And by taking that risk and going with our intuition instead of what my brain was saying, all of a sudden life turned on a heartbeat like that.
And can I ask you to share with the audience? I know the answer to this, but I want you to share. So you went with your intuition because here you are drowning in all of this debt. This is really good for people to hear. And oh, it chills. And you say, I'm going to go against the grain. We can get out of this. So all the programming that you'd had was you buy that house, that's security, that's your long-term retirement, blah, blah, blah. We know that everybody knows the programming, right? Oh my God, you're going to go rent. What's wrong with you? Like as if, you know, and I know some extremely wealthy people who rent, guys, like this is a whole other conversation. But how did you handle, because that's resistance as well, because now you're breaking out of the paradigm. You now have a creative solution. Spirit's like, you know, you could sell that. You can get rid of this and have this money to play with and actually get rid of stress. How did you find that when people started to say like, what are you doing?
Oh, they thought we were crazy. You know what I mean? But all we said was like, this is our truth. This is what's good for us. This is what we believe in. You know, we believe in living life and not being a slave to a mortgage and to house repairs and this and that. To me, that isn't safety and security. You're actually tied to it. It's slavery.
You can actually, when people don't realize that sometimes, like some of the very wealthy people I know who live all over the world and move. And I was talking to a gentleman the other day and he says, I love the fact that I can pick up and go. I can go to a different country. I can go leave. But what was the expansion in your field? Like just when you could pay all that debt off.
Oh, massive, massive. And because we made that choice, our financial flow changed completely.
Yeah, because you let go of an old paradigm around how something should be. Meanwhile, you have this pot of gold you're living in, but you're struggling on the other end, right? So you just sort of flip that. And was it very, when you said you had to finally kind of get out of your head on that, because this is what Michael was saying either, right? That rationalization that men really want to do because, oh, we're talking about feelings or feel how you feel. And I always think this is interesting because for a lot of times men are like, wow, that feeling stuff, that's for girls. But no, everybody's got an intuition to make your life better. What would you say to that?
Well, here's the thing about that, because I've always been big on thought. I've always had to think everything through and figure A plus B equals C, and I won't make the decision unless everything lines up and, you know, I got to make sure everything's right. But the intuition is everything. Like once you start following that intuition, your life really, really does. Okay, well, I had a very large programming around, I would give you the last $5 in my pocket, but I would not take from anybody.
Right.
Ever. And I had to break that. So all of a sudden one day when we were, you know, out of money, somebody sent us a transfer of $100. And I was fighting that. We can't take this. You know, I'm the man. I got to support this. This blah, 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 all that kind of thing. So finally, I took it. And then within a couple of weeks, all of a sudden, we got another one for like $300 out of nowhere. Then it was $1,000. Then it went, because I kept saying yes, then it went to $5,000. Then it doubled to $15,000. And then the next one was almost $100,000.
Yeah.
And that was my change. Oh, thank you, God. And that was my change, going with my heart instead of my brain. And the one thing I have to say to everybody out there is all those fears that you create, because we do create them when we're thinking about them, how many times have they actually come true?
Yeah. And those fears we create based on the limited belief patterns we grow up with. And this is what I love that we break and what you guys are sharing, because being in the community, we break them, we move them, we shift them. And to get that kind of result is amazing because you did break through your fears. You said, okay, I might be feeling this. That's okay. I'll release that and let that go, but I'm going to keep moving through. And you get that beautiful breakthrough on the other side, like you were just saying.
Well, and one of the biggest things is that it's always, it's like that calm for the storm before the calm kind of thing. It starts getting worse and you're like, oh my God, I can't trust the intuition. I've got to figure a way out of this. I have to use my brain and think of a way out of this. Yeah. And that's when most people stop. That's when most people stop believing and they stop using their intuition. They have a choice and they go a different path. But when you stick with it and you stick with that intuition and that heart feeling, that's when you get the breakthrough. But you're always kind of, it's almost like you're testing.
Yeah, you are. And that's that uncomfortable. It's got to break down. And that's when a lot of people run back, especially I see with entrepreneurs, and they run back into their cave or go back working for someone. And I love this point, because when we really start, and they talk about creation and manifestation, but a lot of times people don't even know what follow your intuition really means. And I know we have to take a quick break. Matt, I want to actually get your take when we come back around the programming and the mental space, and as a guy going and dropping in to the heart. So I want to encourage everybody, what we're all talking about when we talk about our program, it's the Miraculous Living Program. It's where I'm with you 5 days a week, helping you shift the energy, answering questions, moving through real life time, and creating this to make sure that you don't fall down, that you have a coach and you have a guide. So check us out at TracyLClark.com. Also, you can download the free 18-minute audio at TracyLClark.com called Clearing Out the Weeds, where I shift your energy on all levels and layers and keep you in the spirit and keep you connected so you can be empowered. And so we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Despite all efforts, is your pursuit of emotional freedom not going so well? Are you still stressed and anxious? It must be getting harder and harder to work on these issues. Meet Dr. Friedman. His breakthrough seminar may be the solution you have been looking for. It provides you with the insights and tools to reopen lines of inner communication, address deeper subconscious roots of your challenges, and discover how self-compassion can truly quiet your fear.
What medicine and research taught me is that we have all unlimited potential to heal, grow, and thrive.
So learn more at drfriedman.com. That's drfriedemann.com. And tune in to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. for even more ways to live your life with courage, integrity, and trust in your own counsel.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. We are here with three of our amazing guests from our TLC community of Miraculous Living, and we are having an incredible conversation. So make sure you check it out at tracylclark.com. Before the break, we were talking about how men like to think. And Matt, I want your beautiful perception of how you change from being thinking all the time, because you also been in the military and all this conditioning. Wow, talk about being programmed on how to think, how to act, how to function in the day. So what was your biggest aha moment, or what do you want to share even with men about switching from, it's not that it's not still thinking, but really following your feelings and your intuitions. What's your perception and what do you want to share around that?
I think one of the biggest things, and it had a massive impact in my life, because of the bombing that Rob and I both experienced in Deal.
If I could just reiterate a little bit, you both also had gone through the overthinking with the PST and the trauma as well. Both of you went through that. Yes. Yeah. I just want our listeners to have a context of what that really was, of because you two are definitely prime examples of how you don't hang on to things from the past. So sorry, carry on.
No, that's fine. But it's because with that, I went through so much counseling, CBT, everything. I've got no way. This just doesn't resonate with me. This doesn't, you know, catch the thought and all this stuff. And I knew all along it was on an emotional level that it affected me massively on an emotional level. Yeah. And what happened about 14 years after the bombing, roughly, maybe less than that. It was probably about six, 7 years after the bombing, I started having seizures. I would like literally start collapsing, but I'd be conscious. So they weren't epileptic or anything. Medical world could not explain them. And they went on for years and years and years. But last year I had randomly had one out of the blue, which I haven't had for years. And it was basically on the decision. I was in a band and I just started a new band. I want to keep the two bands going. And for the first time, I just let go. And I listen, I've got, my body's trying to tell me something. So I'm trying to be told something. I've not been listening. And it just instantly came, I've got to let the other band go. Where I would have just tried to keep the two things going. And that was the moment I went, that's it. You know, the way where spirit and your body are combining to try and tell you something. How many times we just go wrong. And I think with men, you know, where it ends up in a heart attack or stroke, because you're going, no, I've got to keep going, keep doing what I've been told to do. And when you actually just do let go and start listening, that's where all of a sudden it just comes to you and it just
want to ask you, you just said something great, because what really showed again there, and there's another level we can just move out of there, was when your body has a, that was its response if it had trauma or triggers, which led to indecisions. I want to ask you guys a little bit, because you've all been through the body regeneration program as men, because a lot of people go, oh, that's for women. And you just said something, you know, which I love teaching, and you know I do, about listening to what your body is telling you. How and what your body's telling you, because our body's always telling us something. And when we have a physical issue show up, well, it's the body going, you're not paying attention. Can you tell me, like, what was that switch going through, an understanding that actually your body had messages for you, not just your brain?
I think it was one that you taught us, was to scan your body. That's one that is my daily routine now. I wake up in the morning, I'll be in the shower, and you know, I just do a scan, and then it's amazing what you and you know, feel it in the throat and just get that gagging. And sometimes you don't understand, you might not know, it doesn't come to you what exactly it's associated with, but you know there's something there. And that's where, you know, the release, let go, and the other sort of tools, you know, that you do. And then it's really interesting. As soon as I do that and I go and scan back again, it's gone. I might not know what it is at that moment, but you've just, as you grow and the more that you're in this space, the anxiety gets less and less. So that in itself, you know that you're doing the right thing. You don't need, you not necessarily know what the answer is, what the issue is, but the feeling.
I love it, because you just said exactly what people don't fully understand. You, brilliant, Matt, brilliant. You said you don't need to know. How many times are people running going, I need to know the answer? What are we taught in school? You're wrong if you don't know the answer. You're wrong if you don't know the answer. Michael, you're going through that. You just hit what we have to, as a society, let go of, is that you don't need to know the answer, but everything can clear away. And like you just said, no anxiety anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when it comes up, you can move it instantly.
Yeah, exactly. It gets quicker and quicker and quicker. It's just unbelievable. It, you know, Rob would tell you, Beth would tell you, even the time me and Beth have been together now for nearly 2 years, and the change in me in 2 years. And she didn't really know me 2 years before that. And Rob knew what I was like, and from the minute we reconnected, and I'm just totally, I get a bit like Rob. I'm not far off, you know, but he's rubber man, but I call him rubber man.
But I love this, because like you're saying, you know, your partner is on board with you. You're getting into the space of creation and really saying that you don't need to know. And I think that's a big thing when it comes to men, that you're known as, and I want to remove this belief system for people, you're known as the fixers, right? You know, those old psychology training, you're the fixers.
Yeah.
And meaning if you're a fixer, you need to know the answer or you won't be able to fix the problem. And I still find though today, a lot of men are in this area. Like Rob, what would you say to that? Because it would be lovely to see men realize you don't really, you don't need to fix problems all the time.
Well, the thing is, like you said, it fits in beautifully because we're talking about feeling the body, right?
Yeah.
Your body tells you messages. Your body lets you know when things are wrong. And we choose, well, it's not even we choose, we've learned to ignore them. Particularly coming from
a program to ignore them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So coming from a military background, like, I'm used to discomfort. Oh, I just ignore the body. I ignore the pain. I ignore everything that's going on. And, you know, I'd be sitting outside with my wife and she'd turn and look at me and go, oh my God, your feet are blue. How do you not feel that your feet are blue? I'm like, oh, I don't know. I'm just used to them being cold, you know, or whatever. But most people are like that. They don't listen to their body. They're driving along in their cars and they don't realize that they're gripping the steering wheel so hard that it's causing tension everywhere in the body because of the traffic. You know, nobody takes the time to pay attention to their body and what it's telling them. And your body sends you messages. And then when you don't listen to it, you don't listen to it, you ignore it, then all of a sudden you become sick.
Yeah. And that's when people go, oh, now I better pay attention. And that's when we, all of us in this community, we're saying, I say this all the time, don't wait for a crisis. I was in a crisis from the time I was born, but I'm like, this is why creating the method. I'm like, don't wait for a crisis. You can get ahead of it. And if something shows up, you can remove it and work towards something better very quickly, because the body, you're right, it signals everything.
Well, I was told I ignored everything. You know, I just sucked it up and carried on. And I was medically discharged with post-traumatic stress, knee, spinal injuries, and panic attacks. And the medical community told me that I was just going to have to suck it up and live with that forever. You know, now I'm out doing Aikido and I'm doing rolls and all this kind of stuff. Whereas before I was walking around like an old man because of my spine. But that's because I was ignoring all the stuff that was inside of me that needed to come out. And particularly with, you notice a lot of men, they have knee and lower back issues. And that's because of lack of support. Not because it's not there, but because they're unwilling to reach out for it.
Because that's a sign of weakness. And that's why when men, we don't see, like, you go to a course, even in mine, you've seen it. There might be like 100 people in that room, even on an evening event, and you got 5 guys. Yeah. Like I would say, guys, if you need to find a date, there you go. But it's like crazy because men seem, it's still perceived as a weakness. Like what you're saying, lower back pain, knee pain, not stable, not supported. Oh, if I talk about my problems, then I'm weak. And this is a perception that's been so still ingrained. Some men are getting it. But I think if you could give before I want to actually get Michael's opinion on something here, but if you could give something that you could say to men, Rob, about that point of view.
Well, you know what? It's like that saying, you know, you're sitting in a classroom and this may be a stupid question, but I'm going to ask it because I know someone else may be thinking it. Or at least 5 other people are thinking that, but they're all afraid to ask it. It's the exact same with this work. there's so many other men out there that are feeling the exact same way as you, but we're all too afraid to tell each other.
Definitely. Definitely. That's
brilliant. And it's so true. And the thing is, there's so many incredible men on this planet that if they would step up even more, we would see bigger shifts. Because what I think men forget in this world that's gone a little bit sideways is that women who desire to have a man in their life desire them to be exactly like what you're saying, to be able to be supportive and to be there and to be able to support them back, like you guys have in your relationships. You have a beautiful yin and yang, Matt and Rob, and how you go back and forth with your partners. I have that. And it's like listening, understanding, looking at the energy. You know, when I was married, we used to have these dialogues that weren't on much of anything. Well, I'll deal with it, get over it. Like there's a lot of arguing, it's very dysfunctional. And now it's like, well, what was in the day that triggered you? Or do you require something from me? Or, you know, the language is different, which I think gives a lot more help and support. And so I love that point of view that you just gave, because I really hope that our listeners will embrace that. And that I always say the most incredible strong men are the ones like you guys that are able to talk about it and say, hey, I realized I didn't want to live like this. So I took a new direction in my life, and my partnerships are amazing, which is why I have so much respect for you three. You know, Michael, I want to ask you about as a younger person too, because physical issues, because you've gone through body issues. What was the biggest aha moment that you had when you actually started to learn, because you'd had some physical ailments, to listen to your body and what it was telling you, and that you could actually start to change that?
Well, the first one was when I was just started your program, and I had gotten sick when I was doing my jury, because when you're in the music program, you do a performance in front of a panel of judges, and that's one of your final recitals, or not final recitals, it's one of your final exams. So you do a performance exam. And I had my exams, and I was feeling kind of sick, like just like a cold, but also very nervous because it was midterms and everything. And I was, or not midterms, final exams. And I was kind of nervous about that. And I was also nervous about being sick with my midterms. And I got through it, and it sort of went away. And I think that sort of thing happened before I started working with you, but I was kind of starting to check you out and everything on YouTube and whatever. And I had this thing, I would cough up mucus, and that went on for a month. So I realized something was still stuck. However, I approached it differently because I was working with you, and I was willing to try another perspective. And what came out of that was there were a lot of things that I was trying to say, because I felt very stressed of the people in my school. I was feeling very screwed over by the way the transfer credits had gone and everything. And I felt that there were a lot of like really angry things that I wanted to say to people. Like basically, fuck you, you're doing this to me. You need to stop treating me this way because you're full of shit and I'm not taking this from you. But when you're a student and you're trying to get through university, you don't really say that. So I had, or at least not that way. So I had a lot of things I wanted to say that I couldn't get out. And I started to realize that the reason the mucus was coming up and everything is because there were a lot of things that really wanted to clear. Like I was holding a lot of things back that I really wanted to let go of. And so I started forgiving those people because I couldn't go up to them, and I didn't really have a way to say what I wanted to say, because it would have not caused no good, except that I needed to get it out somehow. So I went to forgiveness of those people. And the other thing that I did was I was also trying to learn to trust my body that it would restore. Like maybe there's more than just this in there, but it does know how to restore. And I was brand new to that, even though I believed it. So my faith was a lot, it wasn't as strong as it is now in terms of just trusting that the body can restore anything, literally anything. And so I submitted something to you in the partnership program, and you answered the question, and I felt better. And then after a week, it came back in a different stage. And I was like, I really need to trust this. And it came up pretty bad one day. And I thought, well, I've done all the work. I've done all the forgiveness. What is this? And I went to work one day, and I was feeling kind of a sore throat. And I had just made a jump before, like, I'm going to keep sticking with this. I'm not going to stop doing your program because it's not working. I'm going to persevere. And I just felt like I was ready to make a jump, you know, where you leave something behind and you get to somewhere you've never been before. And I had this moment when I was at work that it was that my throat was sore and I was just tired of it. And I felt intuitively like I was supposed to put my hands on my throat and command it out. And I just thought, okay, so I'll command it out and then it will start to leave. And that was actually an instant healing experience. It was so cool. I put my hands on and like I command it out. I thank the hand of God. I don't know what I need. I need to trust and believe or whatever. And it left like instantly, just like that. And I never had a problem with it again. Like, yeah, it was so cool. So
I love that.
That would probably be my best testament.
Yeah, you know, I love that because what people don't realize is that when you have strength and you're trusting and you're really in that connected space, you can talk to your body and command a lot to go and you start to see. And the other thing I love is it brings in the right people or things you may need. And that's what happens a long time because people forget. And I love, Rob, I love your wife's perspective on this. And as somebody who was in the fitness industry, she always says, you know, she'd get clients and even if they had to lose 100 pounds, they're like, okay, I'm going to lose it in a day. Well, we all know that's not going to happen. Right. And it's a great way of explaining to the body that you have to understand when you're talking to the body and reprogramming the body and reprogramming the mental thoughts, you have to literally, like in your computer, wipe out that old programming and then override it with the new one, which is what we teach you how to do. And sometimes it takes a couple of times, right? Like it's no different than I said, if you're driving your car, you might, like I know the first time I learned to drive and I had to back out of the driveway, I didn't know to turn the wheel and I went way back into the other driver's driveway, right? But then after my parents were having a fit because here I am on a busy street and they're going, oh my God, we're going to crash. You know, I kind of went, oh, wait a minute, I have to turn the wheel. So I learned different. And then, you know, it took a while. And so when we start to talk to our body and command to our body, and then all of a sudden, yeah, your body does respond. And again, it's just repetitiveness to reprogram, but the way that you like it. I think, Matt, when you actually, I know you guys have, you were saying with the health things that you've gone through, and really, I'd love to just have some free flowing, I can't speak today, flowing thoughts from you three, just around maybe gratitude, where you are on this journey, things that you would like to share just on your perspective. I just want to kind of open the floor up in general.
Yeah, I think that it's interesting in the community, Rob really touched on it. You have to be thankful for everything that's happened in your life.
Amen.
The bad things, you know, the bombing, I'm thankful for it because everything that, you know, two failed marriages, or I don't call, you know, failed marriage is not a good, you know, two marriages that ran their course.
They were learning experiences that actually got you to where you are today.
Exactly.
Or you wouldn't have woke up.
Exactly. Without any of those, I wouldn't be here at probably the...
We say thank you.
Thank you, God, for the best period of my life. And with two beautiful children, you know, so we look at those experiences and I think one big thing is that the danger that people go fall into is regret. And for things of the past, just thank it. Seriously, it's the quickest form of letting go and moving on is to thank it. Be grateful, because it will, even if you're not where you want to be now, you are on that path and you're on that process. So for me, gratitude for everything that's happened in my life. I don't regret one thing.
I love what you say. I have chills because I think what people forget too, when they go on a spiritual journey or whatever they want to call it, open to whatever your perception is mm-hmm. they really, a lot of the imprinting and the programming out there is, oh, it's going to be glorious and wonderful. But that's not how we get changed, guy. Like you said, if you hadn't had those marriages, you wouldn't have changed. And now look at your current partner and say, what do I need to do differently? And how can I do this differently? And I think that's the biggest testament to you, Matt, is that the things that you had gone through and the awarenesses you've gone through really empowered you and empowered you and gave you strength to make change.
And I think it's interesting what you said about where I am now with Beth. And the interesting thing, I think we've touched, a lot of us have touched on this before. Actually, the second time, I married the same person the second time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a strange thing. And people think, no, you didn't. You know, but you do. You look at the person you think you know what you want. And then I listened. I started listening. And that's where Beth came into my life. You know, she's a totally different person. And Yes, yes.
Which she's a reflection of the new you. And that's one thing people forget with energy and vibrations is that when we change, our frequency changes, so we won't get those same things in. But so many times people jump into the next relationship or jump into something else because they're afraid or they have fears. And then you do end up going, oh, that's the same person just in a different body. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Because you didn't let the frequency and the vibe change, which now as that changed in you, your beautiful, beautiful partner shows up, which is a reflection of you.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just, I just, you know, the big thing I think I want to leave, you know, sort of saying to men is let go of the fear of talking to other men, you can talk to men. I think sometimes men are okay talking to women, but talking to men, and Rob and I know for ourselves that through the bombing, Rob was the first person, as I said before, that actually opened up and it started opening doors. And I think there's a lot of guys still walking around going, I can't say anything. It's the fear of not saying anything. And you know what? When you open up, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised how many, and you'll open somebody else up at the same time. And just, we're all here on the same journey to help each other.
Time for you guys.
Can I just say something to that?
Men division. Yes, Michael.
So I still don't feel comfortable sometimes talking to anybody about things because I'm so invested in my spiritual journey and I want my connection to God to be my first thing. I want to be the person that's out there doing the work, leading the way, not being the one that's like, oh, how'd this happen today? Can't seem to get past this. And how do you deal with this? Because shit is happening and I don't know how to deal with it. And I made a massive transition in this in recent times because a whole bunch of people just came into my life for this reason so that I could talk about things because I decided I want to be more vulnerable about these things. There's a lot of things I was holding in, so now I'm able to talk about it more. But I just wanted to sort of put out there that I don't feel comfortable talking about things a lot of times with men, but that's part of my journey. And I'm grateful for that because it's teaching me how to work through things and how to also trust other people. Because when you're able to be in trust of other people, you have to also be able to trust yourself. You have to be comfortable with who you are and say, this is something I have, or this is something I experience. And until you're comfortable acknowledging that, you won't be able to acknowledge it to someone else. But when you're comfortable acknowledging that to someone else, even if you're not asking for their advice, you're just saying, this is something I feel, then you will start to see more people, as I've experienced, will come into your life because now you're putting out the energy that I need people to help me. I need people to be vulnerable to. I need people that are also doing the same sort of thing because we work together as people. We're not just on individual journey. We're also all one. And so we come here to support each other as we need it, which means sometimes leaving as well.
Well, yeah, I love, and that's why I've created the community the way it did, is because I was on that journey alone, and we are all connected, and we deserve to have lots of people that we can reach out to, and whether it's one or two people in the community you feel extra safe for, and I love that point of view. Rob, I'd love to get your, I know we're almost coming to an end here, I can't believe this again, it goes so quick. I'd love some thoughts for you to be able to leave to men as well as, you know, going on this different path and perhaps just looking that it's not hooey wooey. That's not, there is that, I guess, if you want that, that's not our community, but you know, something that you'd like to leave with the listeners.
Well, I have two thoughts that I really want to stress to everybody. And the one is going along with what we were saying before about everything happening for a reason. I mean, Julie and I have this great saying, everything doesn't happen to us. Everything happens for us, mm-hmm. You know, and they're just learning experiences. We are here to learn. And I have to say that, you know, when men start thinking about a spiritual journey or opening up to other men or all those kind of things, it doesn't have to be serious all the time. And it's not about sitting around in a circle and crying to each other and wiping tears off each other and things like that. Man, I mean, if you look at the people that are on this call, how often are we laughing when we're talking to each other?
You know what? I love it. I love what you said there, Rob. And, you know, for the guys listening, if you want to reach out and work with Rob, you can find him on the website at tracyalclark.com with breathing and coaching, and he gets all of that. I'm so grateful that you guys were able to join us today. Again, thank you for coming back. I want to encourage everybody, check out the website at tracyalclark.com, the Miraculous Program, the Effortless Program, all ways to help you shift. And like Rob said, it's, we have a lot of fun. We joke around a lot. We support each other. And that's what it's about, is ease and grace and creating that and making sure that we remove your limiting beliefs, but being able to do it very quickly and then being able to support you on your journey of change and transformation. So again, check us out at tracyalclark.com. We have a lot of fun. Thank you once again, everybody, for joining us. I can't, just so much gratitude for each and every one of you for your journey and the amount of times that I hear you guys inspiring your community. So keep it up and thank you. And thank you to our listeners. We love having you here each and every week on the Tracy L. Clark Show. So don't forget to bookmark Transformation Talk Radio so you never miss an episode. And we'll see you next week on the Tracy L. Clark Show. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at tracylclark.com.